You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids, some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online. After midnight.
She had imagined her first apartment looking very different. After graduating from college, she'd spent months searching for work before finally accepting a job several hours from the only place she'd ever called home. The excitement of starting her career quickly gave way to the reality of trying to afford it. Apartments close to her new office were well beyond her budget, and every affordable listing seemed to disappear before she could even schedule a showing. Just as she was beginning to wonder if she would have to turn the job down altogether, she found a second-floor apartment in an old converted house on the outskirts of town. It wasn't fancy, but it was clean, affordable, and close enough to make the daily commute manageable. More importantly, it was available immediately. Living alone was an adjustment in itself. There was no family downstairs, no roommates coming and going, no familiar sounds that had always been part of everyday life. Every creak seemed louder in an empty apartment, and every unfamiliar noise made her stop what she was doing for a second before reminding herself that old buildings had their own personalities. Within a couple of weeks, she had settled into a comfortable routine. She worked, came home, fixed dinner, watched television for a while, and usually spent an hour reading before bed. The first thing that unsettled her happened late one evening as she was getting ready to turn in for the night. She had just climbed into bed when she heard the bedroom doorknob slowly turn. It wasn't a loud rattle or someone pounding on the door. It sounded exactly like someone on the other side had quietly tried the handle to see if it was locked. She waited. Nothing happened. After several minutes, she finally worked up the nerve to open the bedroom door. The apartment was exactly as she'd left it. She checked every room before convincing herself she'd probably heard a pipe or some other noise that only sounded like the doorknob. Living alone had a way of making an active imagination even more active. A few nights later, she was sitting on the couch watching television when she heard footsteps cross the apartment. They weren't hurried or heavy. They sounded like someone casually walking from one room to another. She muted the television and listened until the footsteps stopped, then searched the apartment expecting to discover she'd somehow misjudged where the sound had come from. There was no one there. That became the pattern over the next several weeks. Nothing dramatic ever happened, and there were plenty of perfectly normal evenings when the apartment felt no different than any other place she'd ever lived. Then, without warning, something would happen that left her questioning herself all over again. One night, she noticed a section of the hallway that felt startlingly cold compared to the rest of the apartment. Another evening, she was certain someone had just walked behind her while she was washing dishes, only to turn around and find an empty kitchen. Once, while reading on the couch, she distinctly heard three soft knocks coming from the bedroom wall. She waited for them to come again, but they never did. What bothered her most was how ordinary everything seemed immediately afterward. The apartment never stayed frightening for long. Whatever happened lasted only a few seconds before everything returned to normal, leaving her to wonder whether she'd misunderstood what she'd heard or seen. She found herself replaying each incident over and over, trying to come up with an explanation that made sense. Sometimes she managed to convince herself there probably was one. Other times she couldn't. By the second month, she realized she had started paying attention to the apartment in ways she never had before. She noticed which floors creaked under her own feet. She learned how the plumbing sounded when the downstairs water was running. She paid attention to passing traffic, nearby trains, and even the neighbors' routines. The more she learned about the building, the fewer ordinary explanations she could find for the things that continued happening inside her apartment. She considered mentioning it to coworkers more than once, but always talked herself out of it. She was still new, still trying to make a good impression, and the last thing she wanted was to become the woman who thought her apartment was haunted. Instead, she kept the experiences to herself until one Saturday afternoon when she happened to see her landlord outside while bringing groceries upstairs. Trying to sound casual, she asked whether anyone had ever complained about unusual noises in the apartment. He smiled politely before saying that he'd never had anyone mention anything out of the ordinary. Then almost immediately, he began talking about an upcoming roof repair and whether she'd be home the following week if the contractors needed access to the upstairs windows. The conversation shifted so quickly that she never had a chance to describe what had actually been happening. As she carried the last load of groceries upstairs, she couldn't shake the feeling that he'd answered her question without really answering it. A few days later, she ran into the woman who lived next door while checking her mailbox. They had spoken only a handful of times since she'd moved in. mostly exchanging quick greetings about the weather. Before she could lose her nerve, she asked if she'd ever noticed anything unusual around the old house. The woman didn't laugh. She didn't seem surprised by the question either. Instead, she looked toward the upstairs windows for a moment before quietly admitting there had been a few nights over the years when she'd noticed things she couldn't explain. She never went into detail, nor did she suggest the place was haunted. She simply said there were some houses that seemed to have a way of making people uncomfortable, then wished her a good evening and headed back inside. That conversation stayed with her for days. The neighbor hadn't confirmed anything, but she also hadn't dismissed it. For the first time since moving in, she allowed herself to consider the possibility that she wasn't simply adjusting to an unfamiliar home. One evening, after another unexplained set of footsteps crossed the apartment when she knew she was alone, she sat down at her computer and typed a search she'd never imagined making. What do you do if you think your house is haunted? After reading through page after page of advice online, she wasn't sure whether she felt more hopeful or more overwhelmed. Every website seemed convinced it had the answer, but no two agreed on what that answer actually was. Some insisted the first thing she should do was burn sage throughout the apartment. Others warned that smudging could actually make activity worse if it wasn't done correctly. One article recommended placing bowls of salt in the corners of every room, while another claimed the salt should be sprinkled across every doorway and windowsill. There were prayers, blessings, crystals, religious symbols, protective oils, and countless stories from people who swore one particular method had changed everything. She didn't know what to believe. She wasn't trying to become an expert on the paranormal. She wasn't looking to communicate with spirits or find out who or what might be in the apartment. She simply wanted to make it through the remainder of her lease without dreading every evening. If something as simple as a prayer or a line of salt could make the apartment feel normal again, she figured it was worth trying. The first thing she decided to try was salt. One evening after work, she sprinkled a line across the front doorway and along each of the windows, carefully following the instructions she'd found online. For nearly a week, nothing unusual happened. She slept through the night, stopped checking every room before going to bed, and even caught herself wondering if she'd finally put the strange experiences behind her. Whether the salt had actually changed anything or she'd simply gone through several quiet nights, she couldn't say. Then she woke up just after 2 a.m. Nothing had made a sound. There hadn't been a crash or a knock at the door. She simply opened her eyes with the unmistakable feeling that someone else was inside the apartment. She lay perfectly still for several minutes before reaching over to switch on the bedside lamp. After checking every room and finding nothing, she started back toward the bedroom when something near the front door caught her attention. The line of salt wasn't the way she'd left it. A small section had disappeared, leaving a gap several inches wide. It wasn't scattered across the floor, and it didn't look as though someone had stepped through it. She stood there staring at it, trying to remember whether she'd accidentally missed that spot while pouring it several days earlier. Eventually, she convinced herself that had to be the explanation, even though she couldn't remember doing it. The next afternoon, she vacuumed everything up and started searching for another idea. That search eventually led her to a small shop across town that specialized in incense, candles, and spiritual items. The woman working there didn't seem surprised when she asked about sage. She simply explained how to use it, suggested opening a window while walking through the apartment, and encouraged her to focus on peace rather than fear. It sounded practical enough that she decided she had nothing to lose by trying. She waited until Saturday afternoon. Sunlight filled every room as she lit the bundle of sage and slowly walked through the apartment. Feeling more than a little awkward, she quietly asked that anything bringing fear or negativity leave the home. She wasn't sure if anyone or anything was listening, but she finished anyway. When she finally opened the last window and let the smoke drift outside, she realized she already felt calmer simply because she'd done something instead of sitting around waiting for the next strange thing to happen. The apartment stayed quiet. One day became three. Three became a week. By the end of the second week, she had almost forgotten what it felt like to listen for footsteps every evening or hesitate before walking into another room. The hallway no longer turned inexplicably cold, and the bedroom doorknob remained perfectly still. Little by little, life settled back into the routine she'd hoped for when she first moved in. Then it happened again. She was brushing her teeth before bed when she happened to glance into the bathroom mirror. For the briefest instant, she thought someone was standing directly behind her. She spun around so quickly, she knocked her toothbrush into the sink, but the bathroom was empty. When she looked back at the mirror, there was nothing there except her own startled reflection. After that, the apartment slipped back into its familiar pattern. Several ordinary nights would pass before another unexplained incident reminded her that whatever had been happening hadn't actually stopped. She would hear slow footsteps crossing the living room while folding laundry or notice that familiar pocket of cold air waiting in the hallway. One evening, the bedroom doorknob gave a single quiet turn before becoming still again. Nothing lasted more than a few seconds, but each experience brought back the same uneasy feeling she'd been trying so hard to put behind her. Eventually, she stopped searching for answers online. Every article offered a different solution, and every solution seemed to contradict the last. Instead, she threw herself into work, picked up extra shifts whenever she could, and spent more evenings with co-workers before heading home. When she was in the apartment, she usually left the television or music playing in the background. Not because she thought it kept anything away, but because silence had become the one thing she no longer trusted. As the week slowly passed, she found herself watching the calendar. The end of her lease no longer felt like a moving date. It felt like an answer waiting to be found. By the time spring arrived, she had stopped expecting the apartment to make sense. The strange experiences hadn't become more frequent, but they also hadn't disappeared. They came and went without any pattern she could recognize. Some weeks passed without a single unexplained incident, and she'd begin thinking that perhaps whatever had unsettled the apartment had finally run its course. Then just when she felt comfortable again, she'd hear footsteps in the hallway or wake with that familiar feeling that she wasn't alone. Eventually, she stopped reacting. Instead of grabbing a flashlight and searching every room, she'd simply lie still for a few minutes before rolling over and going back to sleep. The doorknob turning once in the middle of the night no longer sent her heart racing. It had become one more strange thing about living there, no different than the old radiator knocking in the winter or the windows rattling during a storm. She never accepted it exactly, but she learned to live beside it. That didn't mean she enjoyed it. If anything, she spent less and less time in the apartment whenever she had the chance. She accepted invitations she'd probably have turned down before. She stayed late at work if there was something that needed finishing. Weekend errands somehow stretched into entire afternoons. It wasn't a conscious decision at first, but one day she realized she had started treating the apartment like a place to sleep rather than a place to live. The lease still had several months remaining. One evening, after dinner with co-workers, the conversation turned to apartments. Someone mentioned they were looking for a roommate because their current roommate had accepted a job in another state and would be moving out at the end of the month. The apartment was larger, newer, and split between two people would actually cost her slightly less than what she was already paying. The only problem was timing. She still had time left on her lease. For the next several days, she went back and forth trying to decide whether paying the penalty to break the lease made financial sense. It wasn't a small amount of money, especially for someone just starting her career. But neither was spending another several months wondering what she might hear every night after turning out the lights. She finally called her landlord and asked what it would cost to leave early. He gave her the number without hesitation. It was more than she wanted to spend. Still, after hanging up, she surprised herself by realizing she already knew what she was going to do. Over the next couple of weeks, she packed a little each evening. Books disappeared into boxes first, followed by dishes she wasn't using and decorations she'd barely noticed since moving in. As the apartment slowly emptied, it somehow felt quieter than it had in months. Not peaceful exactly, just still. The last weekend arrived sooner than she expected. Friends came over to help carry furniture downstairs, And before long, the apartment that had once seemed comfortably full was reduced to a few cleaning supplies and the mattress she'd planned to move last. With people constantly walking in and out, laughing, talking, and hauling boxes to waiting vehicles, the place felt strangely ordinary. For several hours, she almost forgot how uneasy she'd once been there. After everyone left with the last load, she went back upstairs alone to finish cleaning. It was nearly empty now. The walls echoed when she walked from room to room with a trash bag in one hand and a bottle of cleaner in the other. She wiped down the kitchen counters, vacuumed the bedroom one last time, and checked each closet to make sure she hadn't forgotten anything. When she finished, she picked up the last box, switched off the lights, and stood quietly in the living room. The apartment felt exactly the way it had the day she'd first toured it. Silent. She looked around one last time before locking the front door behind her and carrying the final box downstairs. The move into the new apartment was uneventful. From the very first night, something felt different. She slept without waking in the middle of the night. She no longer found herself listening for footsteps or checking mirrors before turning out the bathroom light. Weeks passed, then months, without a single experience that reminded her of the old apartment. Gradually, the habits she'd developed there faded away. She stopped leaving the television on in the background and no longer caught herself glancing toward empty doorways whenever she heard an unfamiliar sound. Life returned to normal. It wasn't until nearly a year later that she happened to drive past the old neighborhood while running errands. The converted house looked exactly as she remembered it, standing quietly beneath a row of aging trees. As she waited at a stop sign, she noticed a moving truck parked along the curb. Someone new was carrying boxes through the front door, beginning the same chapter she'd started not so long before. She found herself wondering if they would spend their first few weeks believing they had found a bargain. If they'd eventually hear footsteps crossing an empty apartment. If they'd wake in the middle of the night convinced someone else was standing in the room. Or if somehow whatever had made that apartment feel so different had simply decided its time there was over. She'll never know. What she does know is that the strange experiences ended the day she left and they've never followed her anywhere else. Looking back now, she can still remember almost every detail of that apartment. The layout, the view from the windows, the old wooden staircase leading to the second floor. But it's the feeling she remembers most. It was the unmistakable sense that she had spent nearly a year sharing a home with something she never saw clearly enough to understand and never stayed long enough to explain itself.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day. Only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Normally in these ads, you'd expect someone like me to ask you to buy something. But I want to ask you to do something different. I'm Dave Farenthold, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm an investigative reporter, which means that I follow the money, inside of government and outside of government. The point of my job is to find things people are trying to hide. It involves talking to lots of people. It involves looking through lots and lots of documents. And if there weren't folks like me to go beyond the surface to understand who is really shaping what the government does, the public would be left in the dark about what the government's doing with your tax money, what the government's doing to you through regulations and spending. If you're like me and you think this kind of journalism is important, seek out a news source that does firsthand, fact-based reporting. If that's the New York Times, thank you. If that's your local paper, that's great too, because where you get your information matters.
Despiértate, que el $4 Breakfast Meal Deal ha llegado a McDonald's. Incluye un Sausage McMuffin o Sausage Biscuit, Hash Brown y un café caliente. Llévate más por tu dinero con tu Meal Deal. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the States in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just $10.
$10 for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the States in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here. And you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack, craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just $10.
$10 for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That 2 hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.